Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, I wanted to take a moment to recognize all of our football families across South Carolina and other parts of this region of the United States who were adversely affected by Hurricane Helene's fury. In these times, we realize that a sport we all love is never more important than the well-being of our fellow humans. A tremendous amount of thanks should be given to first responders, utility crews who work tirelessly and in some cases are still working to remove trees and debris from roadways, homes, and power lines to restore our daily comforts that so often we take for granted. Bless them and their families. I also like to offer the following prayer for all of us. Oh God, our times are in your hands. In the midst of uncertainty, lead us by your never-failing grace as we seek to be agents of healing and hope. Walk with us through difficult times. Watch over us in danger and give to us a spirit of love and compassion for those who suffer and mourn. And finally, remind us that you have promised never to leave us so that even in the valley of the shadow of death, your love may be felt. Amen. Due to some Monday games and the unsure nature of other games this week, we are limited in our picking area. But it's time to start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
North Central versus Chesterfield.
The Green Knights and Golden Rams have played each other 37 times since 1980, and Chesterfield leads the series 20-17, including a period between 2005 and 2017 when Chesterfield won 12 straight games. The undefeated Golden Goats from Tobacco Road knocked the Green Cavaliers out of their armor to get win number 6 in 2024. Friday, Knights loser, the North Central Knights.
Andrew Jackson versus Chiral.
The Volunteers and Braves have met 32 times since 1970. Chiral leads the series with 21 wins. At one point in time, the Braves had won 16 straight. Old Hickory's riflemen set up an ambush, but end up getting scalped by the PD Indians at Fort Kershaw. Friday, Knights loser, the Andrew Jackson Volunteers.
Great Falls versus Lee Central.
The Red Devils and Stallions have met only 4 times since 2000, and both teams have won 2 games each. Lee Central won the last 2 games. The Bishopville Broncos buck off the Happy Valley Little Red Hots for a region win. Friday, Knights loser, the Great Falls Red Devils.
Louisville versus C.A. Johnson.
The Lions and Green Hornets have played 16 times since 2002. Louisville leads the series with 11 wins. The Kings of the Richburg Jungle take their paws and swat the capital city Green Bugs to death and get their first region win. Friday, Knights loser, C.A. Johnson, by a lot.
Eau Claire versus Chester.
Chester and Eau Claire played each other 15 times since 1963. The Cyclones have won 13 of those games. Chester hasn't lost to Eau Claire since 1986, winning 11 in a row. Make it 12. The Big Red Tornadoes burn a path down Highway 321 and blow all the leaves off the capital city clovers. Friday, Knights loser, the Eau Claire Shamrocks in a rout.
Leicester versus AC Flora.
The Bruins and Falcons have met 8 times since 1963. AC Flora leads the series with 4 wins. There was one tie. This should be win number 5 for Flora. The Red Rose Bars have a lot of fight in them, but run short of energy in the second half as the Blue Raptors fly away with a victory. Friday, Knights loser, the Lancaster Bruins in a close one.
Fort Mill versus Rock Hill.
Yellow Jackets and Bearcats have met 33 times since 1914. Rock Hill has a commanding lead in the series with 26 wins, including the last 6 in a row. Make it lucky number 7. Randy Burch's RH-branded Cats bring a giant can of Air Raid to Bob Jones Stadium and gas Rob McNeely's Mud Wasp for their 3rd region win. Friday, Knights loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Northwestern versus Clover.
These two teams have met 29 times since 1971. The Trojans own this series with 26 wins, including the last three in a row. Hurricane Helene is playing havoc with the Blue Eagles this week. The Big Blue Raptors swoop down on District 3, but run into a wall of purple people eaters who walk away spitting out feathers. Friday, night's loser, the Clover High Blue Eagles.
South Point versus Camden.
These two teams have never met, but a lot of pundits felt this would be the game to decide the region. Doesn't quite look that way right now. The Big Red Chargers get out of the gate quickly and trample the Sand Hills Hounds into the dark and bloody ground of the corral. Friday, night's loser, the Camden Bulldogs.
Nation Ford versus Indian Land.
The Falcons and Warriors have met seven times since NAFO was built. NAFO has won five of those games, including last year's 29-28 nail-biter. Won't be that way this year. Adam Hastings' Panhandle Braves draw their mighty bows and arrows and shoot Jason McManus's Big Red Warbirds from the sky over their nest. Friday, night's loser, the Nation Ford Falcons. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for listening. Remember, whether you're winner or loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take some time out to attend games or support teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. So long from Football City, USA. J5V, fix me a hurricane because it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Push him back, push him back, way back.
On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and all the